The candidates for Illinois governor duked it out last night in their final debate of the campaign. Republican incumbent Governor Bruce Rauner and Democrat J.B. Pritzker were in Quincy, where a state-run veterans home has been the site of multiple Legionnaires' disease outbreaks. 14 residents have died there since 2015. State politics reporters Dave McKinney and Tony Arnold have been investigating the outbreaks. They're in Quincy and covered last night's debate. Lisa Labas spoke with Tony and Dave and had this report.
So first off, this debate began by questioning Governor Rauner's handling of those outbreaks. Dave, what stood out to you last night about Rauner's answer this time?
Well, that he apologized. I mean, for the first time in the months and months that Tony and I have been covering this story, and for the first time since all those people died 3 years ago, Rauner issued a public apology to the families.
To the families here tonight and the families across Illinois who lost loved ones, I am sorry for your loss. It is deeply painful. And I pledge to you that we will continue to do everything we can to keep our veterans safe.
And, you know, it's also worth mentioning that after the debate, he said something similar when he met with reporters. He even said that he's cried about what happened. Rauner still defends how his administration handled the outbreaks, which he's done before. But, you know, Lisa, before the debate, Tony and I talked with the families who were suing the state for neglect because their parents died, and their animosity toward him over what happened to their parents was palpable.
So what did J.B. Pritzker say he might have done differently?
Well, as he's done so many times before, he's used this issue to attack Rauner for not doing more sooner. Pritzker said that he liked Rauner's plan to build a new veterans home for $250 million. But he also brought up Attorney General Lisa Madigan's investigation into Rauner's handling of all this. And Rauner called that a politically motivated investigation being conducted by a Democrat to distract from Pritzker's own scandal involving his property tax breaks.
So, Tony Arnold, I want to turn to another topic that has hounded J.B. Pritzker's campaign. He's proposing a major overhaul of the state's tax system away from the current flat tax, moving into a graduated income tax system. Did Pritzker finally give any indication as to what he thinks people should pay?
Well, we got maybe a slight glimmer. It's not much, but a little something. Pritzker's refused to say what tax rates we should pay based on our income. Instead, he says things like, elect me and then I'll negotiate the tax rates with the House and the Senate when I get into office. Rauner says Pritzker won't tell you because the plan means higher taxes. Well, Pritzker was asked specifically by a Peoria reporter at the debate about this.
A teacher in Peoria, my city, makes an average of $51,481. Under your plan, how much would this teacher pay to the state of Illinois in income tax?
That teacher ought to get a tax break.
Now, I will say that when the follow-up question came as to how much of a tax break that teacher should get, should the teacher pay less than the current 4.95%, Pritzker did not say. And in follow-up questions with reporters, Pritzker again repeatedly refused to say what tax rates he would be charging people based on their income.
Dave McKinney, back to you. It's no secret that Governor Rauner is down in the polls. What do you think it's going to take for Rauner to win this thing November 6th?
You know, I'm not sure, but I don't think last night is going to do enough if he's down as much as the polls have him, which, by the way, Rauner says are inaccurate. The governor had some good one-liners during the debate at Pritzker's expense. He seemed to know his audience at this debate, and he spoke to downstaters. But polls have him even with Pritzker downstate, where this debate aired. And Rauner needs to be doing a lot better here around Quincy and in Chicago's suburbs if he's going to win.
You know, I would just jump in here to say that after the debate was over and Rauner took questions from reporters, he just looked like a stiff wind would knock him over. I mean, the first question that was posed to Rauner was, you look tired. You don't seem to have the energy that you've had in the past. And, you know, Rauner dismissed it as, well, these are long days on the campaign trail. But, you know, I've covered Rauner now for 5 years, and I know he can get fired up and enjoy a good debate, a good fight. And last night, he just seemed tired.
That's Dave McKinney and Tony Arnold, WBEZ's Illinois politics reporters, joining me from Quincy, Illinois. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Lisa.
Thanks.